This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel and Hamas have begun the exchange of hostages for Palestinian prisoners in a ceasefire deal that has paused the fighting in Gaza. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Spectators cheer as a convoy of ambulances and buses enter Israel from Egypt, bringing home the first batch of hostages taken on October 7th to be reunited with the loved ones who survived last month's attack.
Karen, Ohad, Adina.
An IDF spokesman reading the names of some of the hostages released, President Biden from his Nantucket vacation home.
It's only a start, but so far it's gone well.
This allows more aid into Gaza.
Food and medicine, as well as fuel and cooking gas.
The president laments none of the American hostages were released this time, with hopes they will be soon as more Palestinian prisoners are freed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The process of forming a new government for the Netherlands after a far-right party's election victory is underway. Leaders of political parties met on Friday with the chair of parliament's lower house and appointed a senator from the Party for Freedom to investigate possible coalitions. The party, led by veteran anti-Islam lawmaker Geert Wilders, won 37 seats in the 150-seat lower house on Wednesday. A near-complete vote count shows that the party of outgoing Prime Minister Mark Rutte won 24 seats. Double amputee Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius has been granted parole more than a decade after shooting his girlfriend through a toilet door at his home in South Africa in a killing that jolted the world. A Department of Corrections spokesperson said Friday that Pistorius will be released from prison on January 5th. Pistorius was one of the world's most admired athletes when he shot Riva Steenkamp multiple times on Valentine's Day 2013. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website.